Welcome to day 35. We are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Ches, the very last Mishnah of the second Perek, and then we will start the third Perek together. A reminder, these are the Mishnahs for Shabbos. We like to leave them, post them on Friday so that they'll be in your inbox, ready for you to learn Torah right after Shabbos. So we learned yesterday, imagine you have a field of wheat, one field that you give pay on the entirety of the field together, and you started harvesting, and you harvested the first half, right? And then you're going to harvest the second part of the field. And again, when you were harvesting the second part of the field, you were going to harvest some of it and leave payah for the entirety of the field from the second part that you were going to harvest. But before you could do that, listim come by, thieves come by and harvest the field from themselves. The halacha was that you are exempt from payah because you planned on giving payah from that second part, the standing wheat, but you weren't able to because the listim came by, they stole that opportunity from you, they stole the wheat and they stole the mitzvah payah from you, and therefore, since you were going to get payah from the amount that was stolen, you are exempt from the mitzvah of payah. Our Mishnah is going to give the inverse case. What happens if kitzarua listim chatzia? First, the thieves cut down half of the field, and then you harvest the second half of the field. What's the halacha? Again, this time it's the thieves that started. So the answer is no sin payah mimasha katzar. The Mishnah says that you have to give payah, but only from the part that you harvested. Why? When the thieves came by and harvested the first half of the field, again, that wasn't uva kutzrachem, it wasn't your harvest, and therefore the chiyuv of peah, the obligation of peah, never set in. So it's almost like, get rid of the first part of the field, no peah for the first part. When you come and harvest the second part of the field, there is a chiyuv of peah on the second part of the field, but only the actual amount that you're harvesting. So you'd have to give 1/60th on the second part of the field, 1/60th on the part that you harvested, not 1/60th on the entirety of the field. Okay. Katzar chatzia umachar chatzia. Imagine you harvested half of your field and then you sold the other half of the field. So again, you harvested the first half entirely, and then from the part that was still standing, you plan on going back and harvesting some of it and leaving some of it unharvested to cover payah for the entirety of the field. But before you could do that, you sold that second part of the field. The halacha is, halokeach no sein payah lakol, the buyer has to give payah for the entirety of the field, not just the part that he or she bought, but even the part that you harvested to begin with. And the first one explained, that's because the person knows that you're buying half of the field, there's a payah obligation in the field. The person knew in this case that he or she would have to give payah on the entirety of the field, even the part that the owner harvested, and therefore, because the chiyuv set in and because the owners knew that going in, they have to pay payah for the entirety, not just in the part that they purchased. Katzar chatzav hiktish chatzav, a similar case. Imagine you harvested half of your field, and then from the standing, the rest of it, which you were going to give to payah, you first, you consecrated it to the Beis HaMikdash, you were makdish it, right? The halacha is, we learned previously, that anything that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash is not chayav in payah. Well, when someone comes and redeems that amount, right, when someone comes and says, you know what, I want that wheat, I'm going to give the monetary value of the wheat to the Beis HaMikdash, and then I'm going to take the wheat for myself, right, the wheat that is now released of its holiness, because I was poded, I redeemed it, I gave the money to the Beis HaMikdash. So now the person who did that has to give payah from the part that was redeemed, has to give payah for the entirety of the field, even the part that the original owner harvested. Because again, the person knew that they were buying back the payah, the payah was part of half of a field that was already harvested, and the person knew going into it that they were only going to receive the benefit of the part of the field that won't be payah, that covers the entirety of the field. So again, the person does not just give 1/60th on the half that he or she redeemed, the person gives 1/60th on the part that they redeemed and the original part that was harvested together. Okay, that is Perek Beis. Now we're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Imagine you have this big field of olive trees. It could be any tree, but olive trees that we're talking about. We've been talking about our Mishnah that we know that olive trees can be planted far apart and they're considered one field. So between each set of trees, like between two olive trees, a person plants patches of wheat. They figure it's perfectly good soil. I want to use it. I'm not just going to leave it lying fallow. I'm going to plant. So a person plants patches of wheat in between the various trees. So the question is each patch of wheat between the trees, is each one considered its own field? Or can they combine to be one field? Beit Shammai omer peya mikol echad ve'echad. Each and every patch is considered its own field, and you have to give peya from each and every one. Beis Hillel omer mi'echad al hakol. No, Beis Hillel says that each one is considered, all of them together, I'm sorry, are considered one field, and therefore you can just leave peya from one of them, and that'll cover the rest. So what are they arguing about? So it's possible here that what's going on is this. Beis Shammai says, listen, you're creating little patches, right? And in general, when it comes to a field, if you have a wheat and then you have a separation, for example, you have a separation of a tree or a line of trees, whatever it is. So separations are quite common. We learned that previously in the Mishnah. And it doesn't take all that much to divide up a field for it to be considered two fields for payah. So in this case, Bishami would say, well, you're planting in between these trees. The trees are going to consider the mafsik. The trees are going to divide it up. And therefore, each field is considered, each patch is considered its own field. Beis Hillel is going to say, no, think about this. Beis Hillel is saying that when it comes to olive trees, we know that they're allowed to be planted far apart, right? And they still be considered one field, because that's how the nature of trees were planted. They were planted far apart. So it's clear that if a person has a field of olive trees that are clearly one field of olive trees, but a person plants patches of wheat in between, it's clear that the person's just doing that because they want to fill in the space of the field, but it's really just one field. The owner, right? It's considered, the person's doing it because it's one field of trees, and they're just doing it to fill in the space, so it's considered one field of wheat. And that's even if the fields of each patch is not touching one another. But Beis Hillel would agree that if the edges of each patch were actually touching, they overlapped, the multiple patches overlapped, then if they're connected, then they're certainly considered just one field. We'll continue with Mishnah Beis tomorrow.